Hare Krishna. Question: how can we have free will when everything is destined? And if we have free will, then how can everything be destined? Answer: everything is not destined. Balde Vidya Bhushan, in his Govinda Bhashya commentary as well as in Gita commentary, mentions that if everything were destined, then there would be no meaning for scripture itself. Because scripture tells us, do this and don't do this. So if our own actions were also destined, then there is no meaning for of scripture telling do this and don't do this. Because we don't have the free will. We are simply, I want to act according to destiny. We are forced to act according to destiny. No, that is not the truth. So the very fact that Krishna has given us scriptures and scriptures tell us do this and don't do this, that means we have the capacity to choose whether to do this or whether to do that. And therefore, what Krishna, so there are certain important things in our life that may be destined, but there are equally if not more important things that we have the capacity to choose. So now the Vidura, while talking to Dhritarashtra in the Mahabharata, reconciles the two, destiny and free will, when he says that destiny determines the consequences of our actions, not our actions themselves. So we have free will to choose our actions, but once we have chosen our actions, then we can't decide whether what consequences we will get. So for example, if a person boards a flight from, say, Mumbai to Calcutta, then that person has to go to Calcutta. Now we could say that now after having boarded that flight, the person's choices are limited. Somebody can say that person can get off the flight even in the middle of the flight, but then that person will fall to the death. So that choice is not really a choice there. So yes, we could say that we don't have entirely, we are not entirely free to choose whatever we like also. Yes, that is true. Now, when we have a human body, we can't fly like a bird. So that means destiny may at different times to some extent restrict the choices that we have also. But still within that restriction also there is certain freedom. So to give another example, if there is a horse just tied to a pole with a rope, now the horse's rope, now they, because the horse is tied with a rope, it cannot move and go anywhere and ride anywhere wherever it wants. So there is some restriction. At the same time, within the as long as the radius of the rope is, so within the circle that is formed by that radius, the horse has the freedom to move. So it does, although there is a restriction, there is some amount of freedom also. So like that, we could say that destiny determines the circumference of our freedom. But destiny doesn't take away our freedom entirely. So we do have free will. And the wonderful thing is that the more we use our free will right, the more our freedom increases also. To looking at it from the point of view of material nature, when, say, a person is very lazy, now that is a restriction. But then that more the person tries to act energetically, tries to shed their habit of laziness, then that more that person is able to give up the laziness. So there are certain things which we can change, and they are ultimately what is consequential. So our future is determined not so much by what happens to us, but by how we respond to it. So what happens to us is destiny. How we respond to it is free will. And the more we respond appropriately, the more we get the freedom to respond, more our freedom increases to respond appropriately. And in that way, we can make the right choices. So first of all, everything is not destined. Certain events in our life are destined. So Prabhupada used the example that destiny determines the kind of body we get. So that's like a person who wants to go from, say, Calcutta to Mayapur. And then destiny determines what kind of car the person gets. Whether it's going to be a fast car or a slow car, whether it's going to be an old car or a new car, whatever. But after that, the person still has the freedom to move along. So like that, now where that person goes is not determined by the car. That person, that is determined by that person himself or herself. Similarly, destiny determines the kind of body that we get. And further, along the body, along with the body, certain events, some accidents may happen. How long that body is going to live. Certain things may be determined. But the important thing is that it is not that everything is destined. And we do have free will. And by using our free will, we can bring auspiciousness for ourselves, even within whatever limitations imposed upon us by our past destiny. Thank you. Hare Krishna.